Well, people used to, before there was automobile, people had buggies, surreys, and horseback rides. They kept horses for that purpose. They'd work the horses to the surrey, you know. That was the dignitaries back in its time. You'd get up on Sunday morning and put on your best and get in the surrey and with them big fine horses on that. Or you were somebody going into church. You ever see a surrey?
I've never seen a surrey. I've seen little buggies like, but never.
Well, a surrey was a two-seated job. Had the little steps out on the side that you stepped up in, and it had a top over it with the tassels hanging around on the side. And then up next to the dashboard of the surrey, they had some kerosene lamps. Oh, they would put your eyes out. Go strutting down the road with them maybe iron gray horses or different colored horses on there, jet black.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's, that's somebody.
On that buggy, those, you know, the two poles that you back the horse down in between, what are they?
That was a shave.
Buggy shave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on the wagon, the bar of wood back there that you hook the traces to, what would they usually call that?
A double tree.
And that, would they have, would that be just for one horse, or that be for like the two horses?
That would be two. See, you'd have a piece of a wood that would be the right length here, and there was a bolt went down through the center of it, and on each end of it, you put a single tree. You put a mule over here, a horse, and a mule on this side of the tongue. You had a tongue that went down through that. You fastened the traces back into these single trees. And then you went up to the end of that pole and you breast him up with breast chains, passed him in there. That was what he pulled by, and the purpose of the breast chain at the end of the tongue was to cut the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. At double tree, if they had one like just for one horse with a wagon, would they call it anything different or just call it a double tree too?
Yeah, that would be the double tree. It would be a little bigger than a single tree. See, the purpose of a single tree, if you had, when you planted a row, you couldn't have that single tree too long. If it did, it was knocking down each row as it went. You had to have the single tree inside of them rows where it wouldn't be knocking against everything as it growed up. But a double tree is longer than that. And the double trees were used on double plow stocks, two horse wagon, one horse wagon, a buggy.
And those single trees mostly on smaller plows.
That's right, for plows. Or you could put a single tree on a double tree. See, you'd have a double tree about this long, and then you could take one of those single trees, hook it in this end of it, hook it this end of it here, and then hook it back into your double plow. Take off there.
And talking about the cattle and so forth. Let's see. Oh, did you raise much cattle or?
It wouldn't. No, not compared to today. Everybody would have enough cows. The cows would be governed by the acres that they had in pastures.
Mm-hmm. Did you breed them or did you just keep them for meat?
You'd have, usually back them times they had Jersey cows. Mostly were Jerseys. And then they'd keep those milk cows, that they were called then, enough to punish the family. Then the increase, if there was one come along and they say, well, now that little heifer looks like she's going to make a fine milk cow, they'd keep her for that.